PlayStation. Unchained.
Hello everyone and welcome to PlayStation Unchained. I'm your host Chili as we talk about news, reviews and guides and all that good stuff. Sorry about no episode last week, but we had to have a break for mental health. We were exhausted, tired, and there's a lot of stuff that's happening right now that just drained us, so we had a little bit of a week off. Thank you for understanding. But we're back! We're back. And joining me is the always amazing, lovely, and stunning Gary. Hey, Gary.
Aw, thanks, Ben. How's it going?
Not bad, thank you. I'm currently playing. It is very good. And I'm excited to talk about in a week or so when I can.
Nice. I'm glad that it's still good.
Yeah, I can't say. I'm worried that I get in trouble just for saying that, even though I mentioned nothing about the name, the title, or anything about it. Oh, but anyway, read about on PSU. Hopefully on Friday, though I won't be here, so we'll see what happens. I've already told Mike I'm going away on Thursday. Embargo is on a specific day. I'm not here, so yeah. Anyway. Before I dig myself into a hole, also joining me is the awesome and lovely Alfonso. Hey, Alfonso.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. It's been a tough week for me. I pulled something in my back. I had to take some days off. I finally feeling better. Like, the pain was so bad, I couldn't walk for like 3 days. That's how bad the pain was. But I'm feeling better now. So
you're saying pain, right?
Good to get back. Pain?
You're saying that how bad the pain was. Okay, good. Because I heard ping. Yeah. I heard ping and I was really confused. I'm like at my the MMO brain in me is like, wait, ping? Wait, what? I also too hate bad ping when I am trying to raid. But I hope you feel better soon as well, man. We're all having a week, aren't we? You know, also having a week. Microsoft. Like, I hate pooping on Microsoft. I know we're a PlayStation podcast, but like, I don't like pooping on them. But sometimes it's just too easy, and this is one of those times where it's just too easy to do that. As we all know, Fantasy 14 recently launched on Xbox. You have to buy Endwalker. You can't just buy Dawn Trail. You have to buy Endwalker to play. Just don't use specific words because you might get in trouble with Microsoft. Yes, it seems some people got in trouble with Microsoft by using words that are in the game. I don't know about you now, but the Xbox has looking for a group function, right? Where you can put a message and you can try and find people on Xbox to that play stuff, the same stuff you do, right?
Okay.
They use the term free company, which is what they call guilds in Fantasy 14. That's what a guild is called. It's called a free company, where like-minded people can work together on projects or do content together and talk in a chat. They use the word free company, and then Microsoft auto-banned them from Xbox, so they have lost their account because they used the word free company. And then if you're playing the game itself, certain words are also being censored, like class, even stupid words like Harvest Dance. Some of the letters in Harvest Dance are being censored, and one of the locations in the game is called Fanaland, which is next to Aldar. You type the word Fanaland, the word anal is censored out of Fanaland. So you just see TH question, 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 AN, because it has that word in the middle of it. So the censorship then cuts part of it. So it seems if you're playing the Xbox version on Fantasy 14, you're now playing the what word or sentence does this say game as well as Fantasy 14, because some of the sentences are just question marks or have question marks as part of them.
Well, this is amazing, Ben, because now if you're, playing with somebody on Xbox, you'll know that they're on Xbox because they will communicate with question marks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on Xbox. What a loser.
like, oh, what was it? One of the other ones was like, they were doing a quest where they had to like psych themselves up to the enemy, to the character, right? Like the quest was like, you've got to psych up some captains, right? Anyway, psychs yourself up alongside the private second class, psych yourself up, got censored. Second class got censored. So yeah, so even emotes that you don't type get hit with the censorship. I put in general.
Like you're playing the Chinese version of the game where the games are so heavily censored.
Let's see. You psych your cell alongside the flame second class.
This makes no sense at all.
I'm guessing yourself up is because F you up, so fuck up. So they've censored F you up. So that's why they've censored yourself up, because the F is next to up. And it's auto censored that because. So yeah, if you're playing on the Xbox version of Final Fantasy 14, until this gets patched, you're going to have some interesting dialogues at places.
Isn't this chat through Square Enix, not through their games chat, rather than Microsoft's chat?
Microsoft OS like reads everything and censors for them.
Oh, so it does this on every game?
Yeah, it does this on every game, supposedly.
Okay, I want to see somebody go into Call of Duty and type in class on Xbox and see if it censors.
If this is real and this happens to a lot of people, I want someone to go to Drybone, because that is an actual place in Final Fantasy 14 called Drybone. I want to see what happens if you go to Drybone if it just appears as question marks, like you've undiscovered it.
Like, I'm not trying to be an ass about it. Like, if it is like a system-wide thing, if it does it on every game, I want to see, like, show me the proof that it does it on every game. Like, I want to see it in Call of Duty or Battlefield, freaking, you know, Sea of Thieves, whatever. Just type in the word class and see if it does it.
So, please, if anyone can do this, contact us. We'd love to know. Like, seriously. But good news about Final Fantasy 14. We've got a release date for the expansion pack at last. Yes, we've got a release date for Dawn Trail. And we got a collector's edition, which I argue isn't really a collector's edition, which makes me sad because of the way they do it. But June 28th is early access, and July 2nd will be the full release. But of course, because it's an MMO, it's not really early access, is it? Everyone that's playing now is going to pre-order it. It's not early access, it's just a nice word they can use in case the servers screw up. Like, that's just release. Just be honest. That is the release. So that means goodbye, everyone, that week. I won't be here. Gary will have to host that week if we're doing podcasts. Unless the servers are so high.
You just need to show up to push the record button, then you can leave it.
Yeah, I'll just be here in the corner. Okay. So let's stop with the Final Fantasy 14 news. Let's go into actual news about other games. You know what? I'm going to go with the funniest news in a way. This isn't the funny news, but there's some Tekken stuff that I just mentioned. Tekken 8. First DLC is Eddie Gordo, coming this Friday on April 5th. I'm surprised that Eddie Gordo is DLC, because I thought Eddie Gordo was basically I don't want to use the word training character, but it was supposed to be, he was always an easy to use character to help new players, right? I thought that's what he was designed for originally.
Yeah, it was kind of a beginner character, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm happy I remember that he was in fact a beginner character. Gary.
Yeah, he's DLC this time, not in Tekken 8. I'm glad they're bringing him in because, you know, I believe it was Tekken 5 or Tekken 6 introduced the female version of Eddie. And I thought they're just going to go with that character, Christia, and kind of write Christia, Eddie right? off. I don't remember her name. But they played essentially the same, and then later on they kind of changed their moves a little bit. But in Tekken 8, neither one of them is in the game. So it's nice to see that Eddie's in the game, or Killmonger, as I like to refer to him in this game, because that's what he looks like now. But yeah, no, it's nice they're bringing him back. I know Eddie is a love and hate character. A lot of people hate him because of how, I guess, cheap he can be. But a lot of people love him because he's such an easy character to play with. So I see it as a win-win.
I second that. Unfortunately, like I said, I haven't started 8 because I haven't played 7 yet. Eventually, I'll get to 7 so I can play 8. But like Gary said, it's good that he's back. To be honest, I don't really care for Eddie. I care for his female counterpart because, obviously, it's a female. And I like females to get more shine than males in today's society. But again, I'm glad he's back. Eventually, I'll try them when I play 8. But yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to make sure I got the right person. It's Harada, right? Kutsuhiro, sorry if I say your name, I don't know why I said that, he's not going to listen. Kutsuhiro Harada, right, is the creator of Tekken, right?
I believe so, yes.
Game director and chief producer of the action fighting game series Tekken. Did you know that he's had so many requests for a certain stage that he has now had to tweet out asking why people keep asking him for a certain stage to be added into the game? Like, because people kept spamming him asking for a certain stage to be added to the game.
Okay.
What everyone stage? Keeps asking him for Waffle House. Everyone wants a Waffle House based stage in Tekken 8 or any Tekken game, it seems. So, like, people have made concept pictures and asked. So anyway, he ended up turning around saying, "Why do you ask?" He's like, "Why are you asking me this?" And then he said, "Well, I might not be able to do this, but if the chain restaurant says no, then..." So who knows? Maybe in the future you might get a Waffle House DLC stage if Waffle House agreed to be in Tekken 8. I mean, it's free promotion for them, right? So I don't see why not. So yeah, Waffle House coming to Tekken 8 near you, maybe in the future.
I don't know what the hell it is. I've probably never even heard of Waffle House.
What?
I don't think you've even heard of Waffle House. I don't think it's outside of America.
No, I've never heard of it either, really, until I saw these tweets. People just say that the reason why they want Waffle House in the game is because Waffle House... Oh, no, we haven't. Oh, no, I just think they're just ours. I don't think we actually have them. Why people want Waffle House... Supposedly, the reason why people want Waffle House is... I quote these people. It's because it's open past midnight and the staff are trained for self-defense because there might be fights because of all the drunk people. So that's why they want...
We're in Yakuza. Sounds like a Yakuza stage rather than a Tekken stage.
So... yeah. So yeah. Waffle House potentially coming to Tekken. Gary.
Yeah, I hope not. This is just stupid. What the hell, man? I don't even know what to say. Like, Waffle House, I don't even think is that good. So, yeah, I don't think it's ever going to happen. Mostly because I don't think he gives a shit about adding a Waffle House stage.
I mean, if he didn't give a shit, he would respond twice asking about
why people... Well, he's probably trying to figure out what the hell it is and why people are asking him about it.
But he didn't respond with, "Thanks for the exploration, guys. I understand that many people are requesting it. However, I think you're missing one important point. The restaurant has both the trademark and the rights to the restaurant. So if the restaurant's chain's headquarters refuse to accept my proposal, it will not happen." So clearly he has made a proposal to the company.
Yeah, the proposal is like, "People want your restaurant in my fighting game. Would you let me do it?" And I'm like, $5 million. I'm like, okay, I was thinking free, and that's a no then. That's going to be the whole conversation. I promise you. They're not going to spend money to bring Waffle House to the goddamn game for free.
I think Waffle House might just agree to it.
I don't think they will. They have a better chance of Taco Bell agreeing, because Taco Bell is more gamer-friendly.
Yeah.
It's completely free promotion for your restaurant.
Yeah, as a place where people can go and beat the shit out of each other. You think they want that kind of promotion? because you know these dumbass kids are going to show up and say, hey, we saw this Waffle House and Taken. We're going to start fighting. Oh, that's great.
And they would have got customers that they wouldn't have had.
Destroying the restaurant. You're right. It's a great idea.
Alfonso, Waffle House. Do you like the idea?
No, this is a stupid idea. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ben, but the explanation that they gave to him doesn't make any sense. Because Waffle House stayed past midnight to train their employees because it's drunk. Gary, I don't know about you in Utah, but in New York, most of our restaurants are 24 hours and we have drunks all the time. And majority of the time, the employees do not fight. They just let the people fight. They call the police and they move on about their business. So this makes no sense to me. I don't know why they even explained this to him or why they will want this, but yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah, like I said, this is more of a Yakuza thing than a Tekken thing.
Okay. Minecraft, one of the biggest games of all time, is coming to the PS5. Yes, finally, a PS5 version of Minecraft is on the way, which I didn't know that there even was. I didn't even know there wasn't one yet. Yeah, I don't know if it'll be coming with ray tracing or anything like that, but yeah, Minecraft is coming to the PS5. Another Xbox game. Just kidding. Alfonso.
It's cool. I haven't played Minecraft in a long time. I know Shannon likes it, so eventually when it does come out, that's something I will have to buy for her because she just loves that universe and, you know, the building and the crafting and all that, so it's good for her. For me personally, I don't care. But yeah, like you said, it's huge. There are a lot of people play it. There's something about it. It's addicting. So good on Minecraft for coming to PlayStation. Well, it was also a great, Ben. I did not realize this wasn't a PS5 already. But yeah, good on them.
Oh, Gary.
No, there is no native PS5 version. It's only backwards compatible through the PS4 version. So it's nice that they're finally, because I know, I think the Xbox Series got a native version. So now they're looking at finally bringing that natively. So it's good. I mean, Minecraft is essentially one of the biggest franchises in the world. So it's going to be good to have a final, a native version finally for the PlayStation 5. So good news there.
Awesome. I myself have played a bit of Minecraft in the past and I enjoy it. So I'm excited to see what happens with Minecraft. You know, let's talk about free games this month. We brought up Minecraft, so we'll talk about the free games. Immortals of Avium, Minecraft Legends, and Skull the Hero Slayer will be part of the free PS4/PS5 games on PS Plus Essentials starting from April 2nd. I've already got Minecraft Legends for free. Maybe I'm wrong. And Immortals of Avium is a game. It exists.
It's a game.
So, Gary, what any of these you want to pick up?
Legends of Avium is actually a pretty good game. I reviewed it. I thought it was very fun. I think more people are going to... I think it's going to breathe life into it because I don't think people wanted to pay the full price for it because, you know, it was... didn't really have a lot of marketing behind it. And it's a brand new IP, and that's either going to be hit and miss these days depending on who makes it. It doesn't help that it was an EA game. It had a lot of stuff going against it. But I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty fun. Very fast-paced. First-person magic shooter. So I think more people are going to play it now than they did when it actually came out. So that's pretty good. Minecraft Legends. Is that the dungeon crawler one, or is that the RTS mixture thing?
I think that's the RTS, right?
Okay. Yeah, because dungeon. Okay, yeah. Minecraft Dungeons was the dungeon one. Wow, we already got that one. I think that's why you were also confused, man. Yeah, because we got dungeons already for free. Another free Microsoft game, I guess. We'll see. As far as the other one is, I actually never even heard of it, to be honest with you. Maybe I did, I just never paid attention to it. It's a skull? Yeah, I have no idea what that game is. So, I guess I'll check it out and see if it's good.
Alfonso.
Yeah, honestly, I only heard of Minecraft Legends. The other two, Immortals and Skull, I'd never heard of. I would try them, since I'd never heard of them. But, decent. I guess decent, okay. You know, PS Plus list. You can't get all winners each month. That's not going to happen. And I know a lot of people discussing, oh, you're doing good, and now you're slacking. Like, calm down, right? You got enough good games already for the year. Just calm down. The year's not over yet.
Oh, Skull is a side-scroller tower defense game. Actually, looks pretty cool. I'm going to give it a shot. Maybe I have so many games to give a shot that I don't know if I'm ever going to get to anything anymore. So stupid.
You know the shotgun system where you have, like, six PS5s next to each other and you're playing them all at the same time, giving them all a shot?
It's too much, man. Too much.
Yeah.
I'll probably give the Immortals game a try because it looked interesting. Like, I joked about it, but it's the first-person magic game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Fun. I enjoyed it.
Talking about first-person games, new Borderlands game is in development at Gearbox, claims 2K, confirms 2K. With nearly 20 years of history of working with Gearbox, has played an integral role in our success. Boo, Randy Pitchford. But supposedly Take-Two has bought Gearbox, but not Gearbox Publishing, which is confusing. So they have Gearbox, but they don't have the publishing.
They also did not buy Gearbox San Francisco, I think. Was also not part of the deal. I think it's San Francisco.
But yeah, a new Borderlands. I will say first that after the last one... Okay, Tiny Tina was great, but Borderlands 3 was a bit disappointing. So if they do all the same again, I am not excited for Borderlands 4. Which is a shame, because I like Borderlands. Alfonso.
I like Borderlands too. I have to agree with you, Ben. 3, I had mixed signals with 3. It wasn't the greatest. Like, after 2, I don't know how you come back from after 2, because Handsome Jack was one of the best villains in the franchise, and I didn't really care for the twins in 3. Obviously, Tiny Tina, that's a spinoff, so that doesn't really count, but it was great, so I don't know how they're going to... what they will do it for, but like you, Ben, we just have to wait and see what they're like in terms of character design, the weapons, the gameplay, and there's hope for the best that is better than 3.
And Gary, I know you're not a big fan of Gearbox.
No, I'm a fan of Gearbox. I'm not a fan of Randy Pitchford, the person who's in charge of the studio. I mean, I wish they would have bought them and kicked him to the curb, you know, but I mean, this is you guys bring up, you know, your disappointment in Borderlands 3 compared to 2, and it kind of makes sense, because that's when the lead writer of Borderlands left the studio, so they had a whole new writing team for Borderlands 3. So clearly, this person's loss was felt in this game. But from the way it sounds, they made up with it with Tiny Tina's adventure. A Wonderland adventure, yeah, so that's good. But I think we've known about Borderlands 4 for a long time now. I think Randy Pitchford isn't one to really hold secrets and then gets mad when other people spoil his secrets. He said that there's a new Borderlands coming for the last, like, 4 years, I think. He's even talked about it when they announced the movie. Like, he said it's going to perfectly fit in with the movie coming out as well. So it's not necessarily news. But, you know, yeah, it's coming. I hope people are going to enjoy it. I know there's fans of it. But yeah, the sale from Embracer, you know, they lost a lot of money on the sale. I believe they bought Gearbox for $1.3 billion, I think. And they sold them to Take-Two for $460 million. That's a huge loss for them. But at this point, Embracer can eat a big one, because all they do is buy studios and then shut them all down. So, in a way, I'm happy that some people will get to keep their jobs. I know this also comes with some layoffs as well, which is unfortunate. But it's better than the entire thing getting shut down, which is what Embracer seems to love to do. So, there's that positivity. at least coming from this. So, yeah.
Awesome. Now something that I'm excited for them to be, that they got announced. Sonic Heroes. Yeah, supposedly Sonic Heroes being remade over at Sega on PS5, PC, Switch 2, even though that has not been announced yet, and Xbox X and Series S. So yeah, supposedly Sonic Heroes remake, which is going to be launching in 2025, which is not one of the super games, because remember that you also have the super duper omega super games being made by Sega. But yeah, Sonic Heroes, which was a fun game on the GameCube and PS2 and Xbox, I guess. You also have Sonic X Shadow, which comes out later this year. So a lot of Sonic games. I'm excited. I'm hyped. Gary.
There's so many Sonic games, man. I thought this was already redone. I thought this was already remastered like 2 years ago. What was the last two Sonic games that came out? I thought this was one of them.
No?
No. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I honestly thought this was already released. I thought this was already remastered.
It's never been remastered or anything like that in the past. Remade, wow. Remastered, or anything.
I guess that's just my confusion with how many Sonic games there are out there, but I mean, I guess it's cool. More people are going to enjoy Sonic. You played it? Wow, his running animation looks weird as shit in this game. Oh my god. I'm watching a video of it. I mean, they're remastering and remaking a lot of the Sonic games, so I guess this is on course for them. So I know people love Sonic, so they're going to eat it up. So I'm happy for all those who enjoy Sonic. Is this a party game?
No, it's a single player game, but
you can switch between three different characters.
Yeah, you can switch between three different characters to have different abilities. Like Knuckles can climb, Tails can fly, Sonic goes fast.
Yeah, so, his run animation is super weird, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest of games.
But hey, what was that?
No, I'm saying that it wasn't. That's why I never got to finish it, because I couldn't. Sonic's running was like off of me, and I couldn't finish it. So I'm glad that it's coming to current gen, so I could give it a go again. Because yeah, I couldn't finish it back then on PS2. It's too terrible.
And it's gonna awaken some people. Some people are gonna be timified.
I can't wait until they start remaking like Sonic Unleashed and Sonic Adventure.
Because Sonic Heroes... They're
not remaking those games. I don't want to see Werewolf Sonic again, damn it.
But Sonic Heroes has Rouge the Bat. And we all know what Rouge the Bat does to people.
Hits them with a bat? No, I have no idea.
Google Rouge the Bat.
Do I want to? This sounds like a trap, man.
Yes.
How do you even spell his name?
Her name, Rouge, you know, as in the color. R-O-U-G-E. The bat.
Ah, okay. I think you're saying Bruges the bat. I was like, wait.
Not Rouge.
Oh, well, she alone is going to sell this game. The furries are going to eat it up. Are you kidding me? They're going to be, please, Vampire Sonic lady, step on me. And she will.
She's Knuckles' love interest. She is a thief.
Oh, I guess we know Knuckles has died. Damn.
But she also wants to bang Shadow.
That's everybody's type right there. That's everybody's secret type right there. Those are too ashamed to admit it, and those who just straight up say, step on me. Don't pretend like it's not, Alfonso. You're one of the secret ones, aren't you? Like,
No way. Why do you think that's why I said it's going to awaken some people? It's going to timify some people.
Oh, yeah, well. Oh, she was in Sonic Adventure 2. How did I forget this?
Yeah, that was her first game.
Wait, she was in Smash Brothers?
Probably.
As a cameo fighter. What did she do? She just showed up and everybody just stopped fighting? That's gonna happen.
Oh,
Sounds the controller for Morgan.
Take a moment to pay respect to the wonderful Rouge the Bat.
respect to our victims, man.
Well, talking about victims, let's go to our next game, I guess. Predator Hunting Grounds is getting a native PS5 version, which I didn't know didn't already exist. It's also coming to Xbox Series X. So, yeah, they'll finally get a chance
there's
to play
more
Predator.
To it as well. Different developer as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's now being worked on by... Who is it?
Illphonic, it says in
yes.
there.
Whereas the original, I'm trying to remember who made the original. It was a Sony published game. So they're taking over the publishing rights. That's why it's coming to...
No, I think it's always done by Illphonic.
Oh, then it's the publisher that's different then. Yeah, Illphonic has taken over the publishing rights, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so... okay, so Illphonic is still making it, but Sony's no longer publishing it.
Fair.
So they're self-publishing the game now.
That's good. Okay, so it's less of a win that people... like, I kept reading, like, aha, that means that Sony games are coming to Xbox. Like, I kept reading that
online. Sony was like, hey, we'll make sure we release our game on Xbox, but we won't be publishing it anymore.
you want to take the risk.
Probably, if you want to take the risk of releasing on Xbox, go ahead. Yeah. Just don't put a curvy Predator in there.
Stupid, sexy Predator.
Nobody wants that. Microsoft doesn't want that. It's unrealistic.
Someone will want it. Well, yeah, they can't do it because of Microsoft's policy, right? That was it.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. I mean, I never actually played it. I know it was free on PS Plus as well. I'm just not into those 4v1 or whatever they are. Types of games, unfortunately, but I love the Predator franchise, so it's great that people will be able to play
it as well. And I gave it a shot, and I'm here to tell Gary it wasn't a good experience. Matchmaking took forever. The controls were a little janky. The game ran poorly, and the promise of crossplay never happened. So unless they fix all these in current gen for the current gen. I don't know why they began this, honestly. Because, it wasn't a great experience for me back then. And if it's the same, I'm definitely not getting it for PS5.
By the way, I've done the Metacritic for this week. And it's an unusual week, that's for certain. And I'm excited. That's a tease for later. Make sure you keep listening. 2K confirms the new Bioshock game is cooking after Bioshock Infinite celebrates its 11th anniversary. Yep, they'd be cooking up a new game, which I don't care about because I've not liked any of the Bioshock games, which is weird. I should, because the fact that I like most of those things, but for some reason, something about Bioshock I just don't like. I don't know why. But anyway, Bioshock Infinite Plus Ultra, Alfonso.
Yeah, bring it. I love the franchise. It's been a while since I played it, because I know I ever played the remastered 1 and 2, but I never finished it. Infinite, I go back from time to time, but it's all good if we get a new Bioshock. I'm for it.
Gary.
I'm with you, Ben. I don't really care for the franchise. I didn't care for the first two games, like, at all. I tried. But they just didn't click with me. I did enjoy the third one, though. I like that one a lot. 11 years. God, that's crazy to think that it's that old now. But, I mean, we've heard rumors that they've been working on a new Bioshock for a long time. I think the last rumor was that it was set somewhere in Antarctica, which really piqued my interest. But 11 years and all we've gotten is rumors. We'll see what happens. I know they're probably wanting to push Bioshock since Ken Levine's new studio revealed their game, and they had those preview events as well. So it might be a little sourness and bitterness from from 2K there that they want to take some spotlight back to them for themselves with BioShock. So I guess we'll see. I mean, it's cooking. It's been cooking for a long time, according to rumor. So we'll see what happens.
We'll find out what they're cooking. Is it a roast dinner or is it going to be a microwave meal? We'll find out.
Keep in mind that this what is the one that Ken Ravine is in? Is it Dusk? I don't remember what it's called. Yeah. There's a lot of rumors going on that's been having Judas. A hell of a Judas, yeah. That's been having a hell of a development time too. I guess Ken Levine is not a really nice person to work with, from what I've been hearing, and a lot of people at that studio, unless it's done exactly the way he wants it, it's not getting done. So he's not apparently the type of guy who takes a no for an answer, or if they tell him that something can't be done, he doesn't like that, and he makes sure that it does get done. So we'll see how it turns out, or if this is going to be the one and only game his new studio releases, because I've been hearing rumors that his studio has had a lot of turnover since they started working on Judas. Like, a whole lot of turnover. So, we'll see.
My last article for the week, this is a short episode, but I just wanted to make sure stuff was out. Toys for Bob is reportedly working on Spyro the Dragon 4. And I'm ending this because I like Spyro. Spyro was great. At least Spyro 1 and 2 were. Spyro 3 was a bit weird. I wasn't a big fan of it. But Spyro 4 is supposedly in development. By the way, Toys for Bob has left Activision, if I'm rightly, and have now gone independent. So whether this will be an exclusive title for Xbox or if they'll be multi-platform, which, to be fair, is nearly every Xbox game anyway, we will find out eventually, maybe, if it's real in the future, possibly. Maybe. Sometime, maybe. Alfonso, Spyro 4.
I love the Spyro games. It's one of the franchises that I wanted to come back. I'm still waiting on Sly, which I still don't know about that one, but I have hope we're having hope with Spyro Sly. I hope it's true. All three for me were great, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping it's true. I hope it comes out, because Spyro is a day one for me. That is a franchise that will be a day one for me.
Gary?
As a fan of Spyro, I'm happy. But I'm also a fan of Crash, and I wasn't happy with the last game. probably because it was one of the hardest games I've ever played in my life. But it's really hard to really talk about Spyro, because I know Spyro has had a lot of games, but really, does anybody remember them outside of the original trilogy? And I'm not talking about Skylanders, you know, with the toys. I'm talking about all the other ones that came before it. I hope they can nail it. I hope they can do a good job with it. But I don't think people really care anymore. Like, if Crash couldn't really come back from the dead for them, I don't see how Spyro is going to either. That doesn't mean I don't want it. I just feel like it might just kind of be a waste of time, to be honest with you. I think the franchise is just not popular anymore. They lost the popularity of it. They had it with Skylanders, and then for some reason they just decided not to do Skylanders anymore, which blows my mind because it was super successful and super popular. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Okay, so is anyone got any news before we go to the Metacritic game?
I think there's one more thing we should bring up, Ben. I'm surprised you didn't. Okay. Marvel Rivals got announced.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
The console release wasn't confirmed, but all the insiders are saying that it is for console as well.
The console version is just not close enough to be shown off yet, while the other versions will be.
Yeah. So Marvel Rivals, an Overwatch style 6v6 shooter, was announced. This is coming from Marvel Studios and NetEase. For those who don't know, NetEase, one of the most popular, I believe it's Chinese companies. Or is it Korean? It's Chinese. NetEase is Chinese. They've done a lot of games. Let's see here. I want to know exactly how many games and what games they've done. They did Naraka Blade Point, which is one of the newer games that's come out. It was a PlayStation Plus launch title as well. Badlands, Marvel Duel on mobile as well. And we know they signed a big Marvel contract to bring multiple Marvel games, or release multiple Marvel games. So they're a big company. But yes, this game actually looks pretty fun. They showed off the trailer. I think it looks pretty fun. I'm digging the art style. Ben, your thoughts. And what are your thoughts on the characters? Because there's some that are a surprise and some I think are kind of missing.
I mean, if the ones are missing, it's fine because they'll just be added over time. Like, I'm not worried about that at all. I think the selection of characters are cool. I find it weird that we've got Galactus' daughter, though, rather than Galactus. That's kind of a weird selection. But
yeah. Galactus? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is not canon, from what I remember last time. She's not canon. Like, even though Marvel released a comic book of her, she's not canon to the universe. Which is funny.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what's happening. I'll give it a go, especially considering the fact that it's going to probably be free to play.
It is free to play, yes.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm excited. Yeah, that's my thoughts. Alfonso?
Yeah, I don't really care for PvPs, but it's Marvel, so obviously I'm going to give it a go. I love the art style. The character list is okay for now. Obviously, they would just add. Me personally, I'm starting with Iron Man because that's one of my favorite suits of him. And yeah, I just love what I saw from him in the trailer. So starting with him, but yeah, I'm definitely gonna give it a go.
Very nice. So I'm trying to find the roster that they showed off. What the hell is it? Okay, here we go. Oh yeah, so far the confirmed roster: Iron Man, Spider Man, who is by the way voiced by the same voice actor who plays Spider Man in the Insomniac games as well.
Yuri?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Hulk / Bruce Banner. I believe he starts off as Bruce Banner, and then you can transform into Hulk as you're playing the game.
He works like D.Va, where if he takes too much damage, he'll switch back to the Hulk to Bruce Banner.
Hulk take too much damage. He should just get madder. He should just turn into a different color.
No, if he takes too much damage, he switches back to Bruce Banner.
Black Panther, Loki, Storm, Namor, Doctor Strange, Magic, which is kind of a big surprise, I thought. Groot, who looks super weird, by the way. Rocket Raccoon, who looks like he has rabies. He just looks mean as hell.
Rabies Raccoon.
Yeah. Star-Lord. Mantis, Penny Parker, which I another very surprised addition not. There. Penny, you're not surprised? Isn't
that Penny Parker is that's Captain America's love interest, right?
No, she's from the Spider-Verse. She's just
living in Spider-Man. I was thinking something else then.
Yep. This is mech suit. Luna Snow, another surprise, I feel. Scarlet Witch. Magneto, which I'm super excited for. It's like old man Magneto too. He's got a big old scruffy gray beard. I think he looks really badass. But Magneto, so that makes me happy. And the Punisher are the confirmed so far. I'm just gonna say, I feel like it's weird that Thor is not in the launch lineup. I really thought, like, hey, it's fucking Thor. Why wouldn't he be in the start? But he's not. But hey, we're getting two X-Men characters, so I'm cool with that. And no Wolverine, which is weird. But
you know. Yeah.
It is what it is, I guess.
Gary, I can tell you why.
Because they'll sell him for a lot of money.
Yeah, that sells, Gary. That's good season pass bait. You could have the Wolverine pass where you'll get Wolverine if you do the battle pass, but also you'll get some skins, and maybe they'll add what's her name? Female Wolverine.
X-23.
X-23. Maybe she'll be part of the season pass. So we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, they obviously have a vast lineup of characters. Clearly, characters aren't off limits. Usually, the X-Men are always off limits, unless they're in their own featured games. So it's nice to see that Marvel's finally letting the X-Men out of the hat. Or out of the bag, letting companies use the damn character.
Or it could be just NetEase is that rich that they threw that amount of money at.
It's like, you're going to let us use X-Men. They're like, okay.
Here is $2 trillion. Can we use X-Men?
You're getting almost the entire Guardians of the Galaxy here. So clearly there's something there. You know, you're getting four out of the, five members? Six members. Drax and
Gamora.
What's her name? Gamora, the only one's not in it. We'll see. We'll see how they all play and you know what they offer. But no, it looks pretty fun. I'm kind of interested in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Magneto looks so cool. He's not wearing the purple and the red. He's wearing black and white. His cape is white. His helmet is white. He's got the white beard going on. I think he looks badass. As does the Punisher. I think it's like an old man Punisher as well. So Frank Castle is a little older. I'm excited. We'll see how it plays out. It's got destructible environments too, which I thought was pretty cool. So yeah. Sorry. I just thought we should bring that up. That's all.
Oh, it's okay.
That's all I had.
That's why I asked if people wanted to bring stuff up. So Metacritic this week. It's an interesting week, Gary. Do you want to know why?
Sure.
We'll find it. Dragon's Dogma 2. Gary gave it 100. Alfonso gave it 92. I gave it 83. And thanks to Jim Sterling, which I...
No, he should not even be allowed to do anything with video games anymore.
Sorry,
they should remove him from the list.
I can't remember what he's... Because he's trans now. She is trans now, right? I shouldn't get his gender wrong. Her gender wrong. I'm sorry, Sterling. I'm so used to calling you the opposite. I don't really talk about you that much. I can't remember what her name is now. I hate the fact that when I look up... Is it still Jay? Oh, yeah, it's James now, right? James Stephanie Sterling. That's it. Yeah, James. So, yeah, James Stephanie Sterling. She reviewed it a 3 out of 10. And from what I can tell from a lot of people, she's been hating on a lot of games recently. She's been causing a lot of games to get a lot of bad scores. So this isn't great. Like, even if it is bad, from what I've heard, it's not great in places. It definitely doesn't deserve a 3. At worst, from what I've watched and seen, maybe a 7. And that's at the worst possible score. I feel like it's a strong 8 out of 10. That's just me. I don't see why it should get a 3 out of 10. Anyway, so that means I get a point because I got that right. Thanks, I guess. Thank God, SVU. Rise of the Ronin. Gary, you gave it 84. Alfonso, you gave it 86. I gave it 78. And it got 76, which means I get a point. Yeah, you get me.
Good job, Ben.
Hi-Fi Rush. Gary, you gave it 88. Alfonso, you gave it 82. And I gave it 85. We were very close for that one. But guess who gets the points? Gary. Because it got 88, so Gary gets 2 points. Because Gary is dead on.
Yeah.
MLB The Show 2024. Gary, you gave it 73. Alfonso, you gave it 86. And I gave it 80. And it got 80. So I get double points. 2 points for Chili. Alone in the Dark. Gary, you gave it 72. Alfonso gave it 70. I gave it 66. But it got 64. So that gives a point for Chile. Yes. I even put in the side comment, what WTF? Because I jumped up in points this week. So that means Alfonso is at 3. I am at 8. And Gary is at 13. I speedly caught up with you there, Gary. From
God, I don't got that unlucky ass number. Take that number away from me. Drop me back down to 12.
Okay. How about this, Gary? I'll give you an extra point, but that means the next score you get, you only get half.
Okay.
Is that a good deal?
Sure.
Because I don't want to remove a point. Okay, so you're now at 14, which is a lucky number. But I'm going to put next to the next point is half. There you go. Gary's at 14. So you got a 3 point, Gary.
Thanks. I just didn't want that unlucky number.
I actually had to change my spreadsheet thanks to this game. Double Dragon Gaiden Rise of the Dragons, the second reunion is the game, supposedly. Gary.
What the fuck is that? Oh, wow. I never even heard of it.
Well, I've heard of Double Dragon.
Well, yeah. 70?
Okay. Alfonso.
67.
42. Grounded. The Xbox exclusive, now on PlayStation and Switch. Gary.
Let's go with 70.
Okay, just remember that the PlayStation versions have been better than the Xbox versions so far. For all the other games, Hi-Fi Rush and Pentiment both had superior PlayStation versions at launch. Alfonso?
74.
You know what? I'm going to go with 80. I believe in it. So yeah, Gary, shout outs and how can they find you?
Shout out to you guys as always. Thanks for having me on. Shout out to all the listeners. Thanks for listening. You can reach me on Twitter at GugLaush, that's GAGLAUSH.
Alfonso.
Shout out to you guys. Like always, thank you for having me on. Shout out to all the listeners. I'm going to mention this now since we're not doing the anime podcast, because by the time we do the anime podcast, the day would have passed. Friday is Akira Toriyama's 69th birthday. Yes, I know he's passed, but I still want to wish it to the late and great. He would have been 69. Thank you for all you've done for anime. You can follow me on Twitter at AliShan7.
Thank you, Alfonso, for that. Thank you, Toriyama, for everything, and I wish you were still here to celebrate your birthday. You can find me, NG underscore Chile, on Twitter. You can find me at Mugogon Radio on Twitch. I'll be doing the Fantasy 16 event sometime next week, because that's finally hitting the Fantasy 14, where we get a mount, which, by the way, is Torgal, and you can actually pet the doggo. So there's that. So yeah, go check me out on twitch.tv and Mugogon Radio. Also, we've been playing Fantasy 7 Rebirth. Thank you again to Square Enix for providing the code. So until next time, stay safe, everyone, and have a lovely week. Hope you had a good Easter. I ate all the chocolate. All of it. Eat all of it. Anyway, bye. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.